past her backwards. And slowly, inadvertently, the movement continued, and with it came learning. For a time, the learning brought newness to this entity, and it grew unheeded, unimpaired. But before long, when the potentials of its knowledge threatened to change itself, its age-old advancement came to a halt. The movement ceased. Man-woman had learned to fear that which was beyond its experience. It could not trust change. And so, fear grew within the self-conscious, a fear of growing, of changing, of evolving. Into realities as yet unknown, that which was feared, that which was not. And so it was that here, far from the center from which it had begun, man and woman cowered. Upon this plateau, evolution was halted. But what is evolution that endless tomorrow? Unfortunately, the fear of growth became a fear of life itself, and the fear of life became a fear of what the tomorrows might bring. But the fear of tomorrow was merely
once that see the doors are dazed. In this moment, night's darkness seems so complete, as if Earth is holding its breath. The birdsong abated, the owl ceases flight. A universe grows silent as death. Rays of starlight chase night and are quickly gone. Prophets that tell of the day. On the horizon we stand and await the dawn. Will it come golden or red? Will it come golden or red?
Respective problem behind, and to thereby grow beyond, to transcend, to become enlightened, to find some prophet with the right answers, and cure the world. What a joke. Man will never change. He's at his peak now. It's an endless enigma, isn't it?
Still retain our experience.
they want man to achieve, to accomplish? Ah, it's against nature to be different. It's unnatural. Oh, I think they're about to find that out, right now.